Every year when the Illinois General Assembly goes into session, a regular drumbeat of new proposals are debated. They deal with topics from crime to regulation and even seemingly innocuous measures to honor someone or something. More than 600 new laws were signed last year alone. For many Republicans, laws that require more from businesses are seen as an obstacle to job growth. And in an election year, it can play well with voters to call for less government. Bruce Rauner, a venture capitalist running to be the Republican nominee for governor, is playing that card.
Let's do a 3-for-1. Let's reduce, take away 3 regulations for every new regulation we put in place. Illinois is an overregulated, overtaxed, and overfeed state.
The message is similar from State Senator Kirk Dillard, who was also running in that primary. Last year, he called for eliminating what he called unnecessary laws. And Dillard says if elected governor, his running mate would have a specific job.
I've said throughout this campaign, in addition to being the lieutenant governor, Jill Tracy is going to be known as the repealer in state government. She's going to go throughout this state talking to businesses, small and large, and farmers and families about what laws are stifling economic development in this state.
But there are skeptics. Kim Meisch is Illinois director for the National Federation of Independent Business. She says the theme is brought up each election.
I think all of the Republican candidates are very genuine when they talk about reducing regulations. But, you know, I heard it all when George Ryan ran for governor and won. And he talked about reducing regulations, and he put his lieutenant governor on the job. And she came up with a list of things that should happen, and of course none of it happened.
Some members of the legislature say they don't want to wait for the election. Representative Ron Sandak, a Republican from Downers Grove, has introduced a measure that would set up what he calls a board of legislative repealers. He says excess state laws are confusing and cumbersome.
And eventually, you're going to need to hire a lawyer just to get out of your house.
Sandak points to century-old cargo laws as examples of some that are outdated and unnecessary. But Sandak is helping sponsor over 50 bills this session. His name was attached to 9 that became law in the last year. Sandak admits he introduces a lot of proposals, but says he'll draft legislation to help people in his district.
I plead guilty that when my constituent says, hey, I want you, you know, would you please consider doing X and Y? That's what we do. That's why I still think it makes sense to have this repealer law to balance that off, to make sure we're doing things efficiently.
Chris Mooney, director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois, says a lot of legislation that's passed seems relatively minor. But it's a big deal for a particular agency or group of people.
We have to realize that lawmakers are constantly being asked to pass these bills. Lots of good ideas. You know, there's an old cartoon that said there ought to be a law, right? That was the title of it. But that's very common attitude.
Mooney says while there is a perception that many laws are outdated, he says there are less than you may imagine. Lawmakers also want to tout accomplishments at campaign time. That's evident in a suburban race this year. Freshman House member Jeannie Ives, a Republican from Wheaton, has yet to get a law passed since she was elected. Ives' primary opponent has criticized her over the goose egg on her legislative scorecard. Ives says being a lawmaker is not just about passing laws. It's also about trying to make sure some ideas never become law.
Part of being a legislator is also to point out bad legislation from the past that has gotten us into the mess that we're into, and having the courage to stand up and speak up for your taxpayers and for your residents.
Another reason Republicans want fewer laws is they have been relegated to minority status in Illinois' General Assembly, meaning they can only get laws approved if Democrats go along. And Democrats can do what they want. Take the case of Representative Ron Sandak, the Republican who wants to create a committee to repeal laws. He's pushed for the plan since last year. So far, it is yet to make it out of the General Assembly. I'm Lee Strubinger.